from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Manhunt underway in Spain after two terrorist attacks on pedestrians in the country's Catalonia region, killing at least 13 people, injuring more than 100 others. And a similar attack hours after a resort south of Barcelona, an automobile careened into pedestrians and police vehicles. Police killed the five attackers, who said they also carried explosive belts. Six civilians were injured in that attack. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy called the van attack in Barcelona jihadist terrorism. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson speaking here for the Trump administration.
Our consulates in Barcelona and our entire Mission Spain team are currently assisting Americans in Spain who are affected by these events. We ask U.S. citizens in the area to let your loved ones know you are safe. Terrorists around the world should know the United States and our allies are resolved to find you and bring you to justice.
Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the Barcelona attack. Top U.S. General Joe Dumpert says the Trump administration is very close to a long-term policy commitment to Afghanistan that will address a call by Afghanistan Ground Commander General John Nicholson for more international troops to end the stalemate between Afghan forces and the Taliban. President Trump meeting today with his national security team to talk about U.S.-Afghan policy. Hong Kong's legal chief denied any political move in seeking jail for three young pro-democracy activists today, responding to a Reuters report that he'd overruled other legal officials who had initially advised against pursuing the case. This is VOA News. U.S. officials are saying the United States remains unwavering in its commitment to Asian allies in the wake of threats from North Korea. Joint military exercises this week between the U.S. and Japan in northeastern Asia are examples of what officials say is strong security and defense cooperation between Washington and Tokyo amid North Korea's nuclear missile threats. Following talks with his Japanese counterpart, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis delivered a unified message that the U.S. stands ready to defend itself and its allies.
Together, we will deter and, if necessary, defeat any threat. Any initiation of hostilities will be met with an effective and overwhelming response. Our two nations will demonstrate the strength of our alliance by continuing those bilateral activities and by enhancing cooperation with the Republic of Korea.
At the same meetings, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson noted, while diplomacy deserves a chance, the military option is still on the table. A rift between President Trump and his own political party has widened as he publicly criticized several Republican senators who questioned the president's stability and competence. It is part of a political firestorm this week after Mr. Trump shifted his stance on who was responsible for Saturday's deadly violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, stemming from a protest organized by white nationalist groups. That story now from VOA's Jim Malone.
Wait a minute, I'm not finished.
In his feisty exchange with reporters at Trump Tower, the president insisted that both sides were to blame for the violence in the Charlottesville protests.
I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have, you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent.
Trump's comments were denounced by Democrats and by several Republicans, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, who argued on Twitter that white supremacy is repulsive. There can be no moral ambiguity. On Monday, Trump denounced racist hate groups after he came under tremendous pressure to revise an earlier statement on Saturday that condemned the violence on many sides. The president finds himself under fire at a time when his approval rating has dropped below 40% in many polls. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
A number of white supremacists and neo-Nazi groups in the U.S. are being booted off or locked out of their websites. Some can no longer blog, and their electronic pay systems are being canceled, while tech firms have been under government pressure to crack down on state-sponsored terrorist groups.
That's the latest world news from VOA.